I think that there would be need for more pressure on both sides, because of course nobody's talking about ISIS. ISIS is not a part of the negotiations, of course, and everybody agrees completely that ISIS is a terrorist group and has to be fought. But at the same time, other groups fighting on side of the opposition are affiliated, or at least Jabhat Nusra is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. They are trying to be sidelined from the opposition, but they are in need of Jabhat Nusra militarily, because if Jabhat Nusra breaks away, that means they would not be able to hold the territory they are holding now. At the same time, Assad is being militarily backed up by Hezbollah, which is also labeled as a terrorist group internationally, and by other militias which are financed and trained by Iran, Shia militia from Iraq and other countries. And so both sides blame each other that terrorists are fighting on their side, vice versa. So as long as they don't put this argument away, they will not come to any conclusion or to any